Job losses were greater last month than the previous month, upsetting the recent trend, but unemployment only increased by the smallest of measurements. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net, reporting on September 2009 U.S. employment trends that continue to be mixed, but overall stabilizing. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, showed an incremental increase in the unemployment rate of 0.1 to 9.8%, but this was not unexpected. That unemployment rate was the result of 214,000 more unemployed persons, a civilian labor force that shrank by 571,000, but the number of them employed falling by 785,000. And the number of people no longer in the workforce grew by more than 800,000 to 82.3 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall loss of 263,000 jobs last month. The disturbing news about this is that it was more than the previous month's loss, meaning this measurement is moving in the wrong direction. Job losses in the manufacturing sector continued with a decline of 51,000 jobs. Durable goods, with about 7.2 million jobs total, was down 43,000 jobs. A subsector, computer and electronic products, with about 1.1 million total jobs, was relatively hard hit with a loss of 7,400. And non-durable goods, with about 4.6 million jobs, lost 8,000. The construction sector continued to fail to build anything significant in the way of jobs. It lost 64,000 jobs last month, with a subsector specializing in non-residential building harder hit than the residential one. The jobs trend in mining and logging was uneventful, with a loss of only 1,000, with a minor uptick of 700 jobs in the oil and gas extraction subsector. Although the service providing sector lost 147,000 jobs in September, when you take out government, federal, state, and local jobs from the formula, the private service providing sector only lost 94,000 jobs. The retail trade sector continued to mark down their inventory of jobs to the tune, not a very nice tune, of 38,500 across all major subsectors, including 5,200 jobs at automobile dealers that were sent to the junk heap as the Cash for Clunkers program ended. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing 16.6 million, was down a total of only 8,000 in September, and that was less than the 19,000 lost the previous month and the 31,000 lost the month before that. Education and health services continued to buck the overall employment trend. Educational services, although not immune from the larger economy, is highly seasonal and added jobs in August, but cut its rolls by 16,900 in September. Healthcare and social assistance stayed healthy, with 20,500 new jobs in most major sectors, including home health care services that added 4,400 jobs. And there was no party taking place in the leisure and hospitality sector that lost 9,000 jobs, with the 24,500 job loss in accommodation and food services somewhat offset by the 15,500 gain in arts, entertainment, and recreation. All level of government cut jobs last month, total of 53,000 jobs eliminated, courtesy of the local government that took out 37,000 jobs. State governments cut 10,000 jobs, while the federal government chipped in, or should we say chipped out, 6,000 jobs. For those of you with a special interest in temporary help services, it continued to lose jobs, but continued to do so at a much slower rate. In September, temporary help services were down only 1,700 to 1,736,600, or down only 0.1%, which is one of the smallest month-over-month drops since the slaughter began back in January 2007. Year-to-year loss was 23.3%, the best seen in some time. And temporary health services actually gained, yes, gained market share to 1.33% of all jobs in September. To recap, although the job losses for the past couple of months have been lessening, they increased in September, and this is not good. However, the unemployment rate only grew by 0.1% to 9.8% in September, and this is high but is likely stabilizing, but only because the total labor force is shrinking. And the average weekly hours of production and non-supervisory workers, which can be seen as a proxy for labor demand, declined 0.1 in September from the previous month to 33 hours. It was 33.3 hours in January and February earlier this year. You'll be hearing pronouncements in the coming months that the recession is over, and it is, and it will be in some areas. But also keep in mind that the economy is not one big monolith. Some parts of the economy and sectors are likely in recovery now, while others are still heading down. The economy will emerge from this recession quite different than when it went in, so if there was a pot of gold in a certain area before, it may or may not return. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.